Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As every day, we talk about how they've done us wrong. And there's just so many things that are going on and things that should be going on that aren't going on and things that are going on that shouldn't be going on. It just goes on and on and on. And that's my monologue for today. I am going to have with me today, as I promised you earlier in the week and last week, Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, and they have been busy in the last month, as always, fighting for the cattleman industry, the agriculture industry, and the consumers. This is all about all America. Bill, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm glad to be here, Bethann.
Well, we're so certainly glad to have you, and I was reading over the papers you had sent me, and I'll tell you what, you've been a busy man in the last month.
You know, it seems that this is such a dynamic industry and so, as you said, closely related to everything that consumers do. And so the issues affecting the cattle industry transcend the cattle industry, and they're actually the same national issues that the regular consumers are concerned about.
Well, I don't mean to jump ahead, but there was one of the articles, and then we'll start and we'll go in line, but there was one of the articles that I just had to put a question because it's something I don't understand, and we'll address it when we get to that particular article. I felt like we should just take them in line here as you sent them to me and as you wrote them. But it said that RCAF USA actively participated in the U.S. International Trade Commission investigation by submitting written briefs and delivering oral testimony during that time, during the hearing, and that was in January. But that RCAF USA was the only witness representing the U.S. cattle and sheep industries that opposed the proposed pact. And, you know, that kind of bothers me. You know, I know you fight awful hard. It doesn't bother me that you're there fighting, but that nobody else is recognizing what's really going on. And that's kind of how I'm going to preempt here, because I feel like people are being held, not for lack of you working, for certain, Bill, because you're just doing, I mean, RCAF is just doing all they can possibly do. But it just seems like, you know, here is about the only place that people are actually going to hear that. I know that you go out and you speak, but as far as other talk show hosts covering what's really happening in this industry to the consumers, to the cattlemen, to the sheep, to agriculture on a whole, they just aren't talking about it.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the point you're making is a very important one, because even though we're supposed to have the most accessible government in the world, under our democratic system, the fact of the matter is it's very costly to try and address or to advocate for the interests of farmers and ranchers, because the big stockpile of money is held by the multinational corporations that hire numerous lobbyists. And so at the International Trade Commission hearing, for example, I sat next to witnesses that represented the North American Meat Institute that represents all the multinational packers. Mm. Also sat next to the representative from Cargill, the nation's second largest meatpacking industry and one of the largest meatpacking industries in the world. I sat next to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that has the largest meatpackers seated on their governing boards, and sat next to the Leather Institute, for example, part of the North American Meat Institute. So these multinational corporations have infiltrated other organizations and have cross connections that make them seamless and extremely powerful. And that's the message that Congress is hearing. It's the message that the federal agencies are hearing. And it's the message that the media is reporting to citizens. So it appears like in our democratic system, we have only one voice speaking for everybody. But the fact of the matter is, there are organizations like RCAF that are trying to speak for the true industry representatives, the farmers and ranchers that raise cattle and consumers that eat beef. And their interest, unfortunately, is being overpowered and overwhelmed. But this was one example where the testimony we gave really had an impact. It had the effect of diminishing the outlandish claims that the meatpackers are making of how the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement was going to absolutely benefit the entire nation. And the ITC's final report that was 790-some pages long really says that's not the case, that this whole free trade agreement has been overstated. And we were actually quite pleased with the outcome because it did not, as it has in the past, simply adopt the mantra of the multinational interests that were there lobbying in full force.
Well, I know that the voices, you know, they're out there, but you're right, they're overpowered. And, of course, they're not just overpowered, but, you know, the money takes it. And that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're fighting. And we're going to continue to do that as long as we can. And I know you are, too, that American cattlemen and the agriculture, the rural America and the consumers, they need to know what's going on. And they need somebody in there being an advocate for them on their side, because so much of it is it's distorted by the time the American people hear it from the mainstream media, if they hear it at all.
Right. And the other interesting phenomenon here is that our message that we have been espousing for the past 16 years, that these free trade agreements are wrongheaded, they're actually hurting U.S. workers, U.S. manufacturers, U.S. farmers and ranchers. We've been expressing that message for many, many years, and we've been viewed as an outlier up until this year's elections. Now, this very message that we have been trying to distribute is now commonplace. It is now part of the electoral debate. And never before have we seen this. And so suddenly, these seemingly outlying messages and positions have now become mainstream. And now those who have been pushing this are suddenly becoming the outliers. For example, President Obama is standing alone in support of this TPP agreement, while all the major candidates are clearly in opposition to it. And so there's been a complete reversal. And what this really shows us is the emperor wears no clothes. Finally, U.S. citizens are being provided the truth and provided information from sources that they are likely to rely upon that substantiates the message that we have been espousing for at least the last 16 years. That's something to I view that favorably. You know, it demonstrates that persistence and perseverance can indeed pay off in our governmental structural system.
Well, not only that, but what we've been warning is actually happening, and we can see the effects of the industry and then the consumer side of it as well. We're going to head into a break here in a little bit, about a minute, but just to watch, and we're going to get on to what you have been doing this last month, but just, you know, what the American people, what the consumer is putting up with, and the fact that, you know, COOL was repealed, that all shows that they're really not pushing for the safety of our food, for the betterment of our own industries here in the United States. And that really troubled me deeply. I was very upset about that. I know that some of the people in Nebraska with Senator Sass were pretty upset with him because he voted to repeal that. And that's the problem. They're not letting people know how they're voting. And so we've got to do that with, you know, the communication should be better now than it ever has been here in the United States of America. Yet sometimes it seems like we know less and less. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Visiting with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about things that are going on that nobody else talks about. Well, they may talk about trade, but nobody else is really giving you the statistics, the numbers, the reality of what is and is not happening in that arena. Now, in April yet, you had you wrote a paper, and you had been, RCAF USA had been with the investigation of the accountability office. They were going to investigate what was going on with the oh, good grief.
Cattle prices.
Thank you. Thank you. The cattle prices. I've got it right in front of me, but I just couldn't say it. Yeah. And so, you know, how did that – I assume that they're still doing the investigation, but let's talk a little bit about what was going on with that.
Well, it was as a result of the cattle price collapse that occurred in 2015, and estimates have been made that U.S. cattle producers lost $4.7 billion in the fed cattle market just in the latter part of 2015. That was for the cattle feeders. The cow-calf producers, those individuals across Missouri and across the United States who raise mother cows and produce a calf every year, we estimate that they lost $5.3 billion in the loss of value and equity in their industry. And so these horrendous losses occurred within a matter of months, and we've never seen that in our industry before. We've never seen a collapse go that far that fast. So we made a request in January to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee urging the committee to investigate our industry to determine if the highly concentrated meat packers, and in our industry, four meat packers control 85% of all of the fed cattle slaughter. We were concerned that these four meat packers were exercising the abusive market power that is inherent to their dominant market position, and using that power to manipulate cattle prices, and in this case, to cause them to collapse. And so the Senate Judiciary Committee investigated our request. In other words, they conducted a cursory investigation to determine if the allegations that we made were accurate. And the allegations were, again, that cattle prices fell further and faster than at any time in history. We gave the actual dollar amounts, said cattle feeders were losing over $500 a head, and the tremendous extraction of equity from our industry. We also explained how the market fundamentals suggested that cattle prices should have remained very high for the next 2 or 3 years. We also expressed the fact that while cattle prices fell about 25%, the beef prices that consumers were paying in the grocery store fell hardly at all, only a little over 3%. So in other words, the input product, the raw product price, fell dramatically, but the price that consumers were paying remained relatively high. Now, if this had occurred in the oil industry, if the price per barrel of oil had fallen dramatically like our cattle prices did, then consumers would immediately expect that the price of fuel at the gas pump would decline as well. That typically does happen in the energy industry. But it didn't happen in our cattle industry, and we want an investigation to determine why.
And, well, and you know, most of the consumers, they have no clue about the prices in the cattle industry. They don't know what the farmers and the cattlemen get when they take their when they take the animals to slaughter. They just haven't got a clue.
Well, and that's an excellent point. And so the consumers left in the dark. But worse than that, these consumers are being conditioned to accept the prices that are being established by these multinational entities. In other words, the reason the price did not fall for consumers is because the meat packers didn't have to lower the price, nor did the retailers, because they knew what you just said. They knew that the consumers didn't know that the farmer and rancher were really being exploited with significantly lower prices.
Well, you know,
consumers.
When you watch Fox News and some of the other news outlets, you'll see them give the oil prices on a daily basis. But they don't give the cattle prices. They don't give, you know, the prices of hogs or the, anything else that's out there on the market. Just the oil per barrel.
Well, and yep, that's a good point. And you would think, you know, what is more important, oil or food? Well, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so, certainly.
So we really do need to be we need to be paying far more attention to our food. And you said it too, because what is driving the food industry is the almighty dollar. Mm-hmm. And so the concerns for safety and wholesomeness are really beginning to fall by the wayside. And this is just a good example of that. Why aren't consumers informed of what the principal raw product is that they are consuming so that they themselves can determine if our marketplace is functioning properly or if the marketplace is broken? Well, our position is the marketplace is clearly broken, as evidenced by this tremendous spread between what consumers are paying and what the farmer and rancher is receiving. So the Judiciary Committee staff conducted this investigation from January through mid-April, and they determined that our complaint was legitimate, that the allegations we made were substantiated by evidence that they were able to collect. And we know that they interviewed the meat packers as well as I sat down with a meeting with them for an hour. And so what they decided to do was to make a formal request to the U.S. Comptroller General, who heads the Government Accountability Office. Now, the Government Accountability Office is the government's watchdog. The responsibility of that agency is to determine that federal agencies are spending American taxpayer dollars correctly. And it's supposed to be an unbiased entity that is essentially directed by Congress. But the head of that, the United States Comptroller General, is appointed by the president for a 15-year term. So much like federal judges that are appointed for life, the Government Accountability Office is supposed to be insulated from all of the lobbying efforts by this long-term appointment. And so we're pleased that it was that the request has been directed to that entity. And in addition to that, the Government Accountability Office has far more resources available to it to do a thorough and probing investigation into our request than does the Senate Judiciary Committee. So right now, we're waiting to hear. In fact, I'm not going to wait to hear. We'll be submitting a letter to the U.S. Comptroller General, providing some additional information and then offering to help in this investigation in any way possible. This may be a lengthy investigation. We hope it is a very thorough and very probing investigation to finally get down to how it is that these meatpackers are able to buy cattle at such an extremely low price and yet charge the consumer record and near record prices for beef and do that for long periods of time.
And, you know, Derry Brownfield was one of the best. I mean, as far as putting all this together and seeing what was happening, you know, he used to say there are no markets anymore. You know, there just really isn't. So I, you know, he's the competition for all practical purposes is gone. But when the prices go down for the livestock folks that are selling the livestock, taking it to market, but the consumer prices do not go down, the consumers don't realize what's really happening, and they think, well, those farmers, those ranchers, they're making all kinds of money right now, because they don't realize that it's all in that middleman that takes it, and it's controlled in that part of the deal, so to speak. And, you know, so the American consumer, who is now so far removed from the farm, they don't realize that, you know, the farmer's getting less. They're not paying less, but the farmer's getting less. It's all in that middleman, and it's all in that, you know, that part of the trade issue or the market that runs those prices and controls that.
Exactly. And, in fact, that's the great fallacy that is being perpetuated by the multinational meatpackers, because they have argued to consumers that as a result of their consolidations and concentrations, they are achieving an economy of scale that creates huge efficiencies in the marketplace. Mm. They're claiming that they're bringing the product to the consumer at a very reasonable price. But the fact of the matter is that the spread between what the multinational meatpackers are paying for cattle and what consumers are paying for beef has been growing for the last 30 years, and it has grown to the highest level in history. In other words, it is now costing more than ever before in history to bring the raw product, in this case cattle, to the consumer in the form of edible beef.
Oh, yes.
That spread suggests this is not efficient. This is a broken market where the meatpackers are exploiting the cattle producer on one end of the supply
chain
and the consumer on the other.
Yep, we're going into that break. Your calls are welcome. You want to talk to Bill, and we'll find out more about what's going on. 877-895-5410, and Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at libertysummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. He's the CEO of RCAF USA. You can visit their website, find out all about what they're doing, and you can join them. Join them in the fight. They need everybody that they can get on board with them, and that's just go to r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. If you want to talk to somebody, you can give them a call at 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. Or you can talk to Bill right here, right now, at 877-895-5410. You know, Bill, the things that go on down on the farm and on the ranch, most consumers don't realize. They don't realize, we were talking about how the prices go down. So when you take your cattle to market, you're getting less and less and less. But we don't even have time to get into the things that cost you as you grow that calf, as you bring your herd in, how much it costs you per head just to get them to the market. And none of that's going down either. So the cost per cattle is going up and up and up for the ranchers and the farmers and the industry, and yet you get less profit per cow, and the consumers are not reaping the benefit from that. And so there's some things that definitely need to be investigated there in the middle, and I'm certainly glad that they're finally doing that. Now, let's move on to one of those coughs that started out years ago. We thought it was going to be a good thing, and it has ended up being hijacked and turned against us, and that is the checkoff dollars, the beef checkoff dollars. And you're actually suing the USDA.
Well, that's right. We have done everything that we could think of to try and convince the administration through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fix the checkoff program, to remove the conflicts of interest, to disallow organizations that are using the money to offset lobbying costs, and our requests have fallen on deaf ears. So we looked at the checkoff program, and to kind of bring it into perspective for consumers, what the checkoff program is cattle producers are required to submit or to pay $1, it's a tax, pay a $1 tax every time they sell an animal, and that tax is supposed to be used to promote beef. Well, if we look at other industries, use the auto industry, for example, where their number one input in that industry is steel. The steel workers and steel producers don't pay a tax in order to promote the products that Ford, GM, and Toyota and other cattle or other auto manufacturers or, auto retailers are selling. But that's what's happening in the cattle industry. Producers are taxed a dollar. The dollar accumulates to about $80 million a year. The money is supposed to be sent to promote beef. But here's the problem. The money is collected and required to be paid by the federal government, and then half of the money, half of the $80 million, is siphoned off and stays in the states where the animals were actually, where the ownership was actually traded hands, changed hands. So $40 million stays in the states, $40 million goes to the national. The money that goes to the national, the lion's share of that, is then paid to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the lobbying arm for multinational meat packers, and they are supposed to be engaged in promotional and research and marketing activities for generic beef. And they are supposed to be overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In fact, the speech that is developed, articulated by that $40 million held at the national level, that is overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is deemed to be government speech because it is the Secretary of Agriculture that decides on the message and that approves the message. But the $40 million that goes to the state is not overseen by the Secretary of Agriculture. So there are private entities that are receiving federal tax dollars, and they are able to spend those dollars the way that they see fit. And what they are doing is they are out-promoting beef and saying beef is beef regardless of where the cattle came from. In other words, beef from cattle produced in China and Australia and New Zealand and Brazil and Argentina and Nicaragua is just as good as beef produced by U.S. farmers and ranchers. Mm. And obviously, we disagree completely with that message. So we filed a lawsuit in early May. And here is what we are alleging. We're alleging it is unconstitutional for producers to be compelled to pay a tax, which tax is then sent to private entities to fund their private speech. And to make matters worse, the private speech espoused by these entities is absolutely contrary to the economic interests of our producers. Because our producers want U.S. consumers to seek out beef that is produced exclusively from animals born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. But what these checkoff entities are promoting is eat more beef regardless of where it came from. And so as our import volumes increase, the tax dollars that are paid by U.S. cattle producers is actually used to promote the consumption of more imported beef that hurts the U.S. cattle producer because it reduces demand for their cattle and reduces the price that they need to cover their cost of production, as you indicated. So We are alleging a First Amendment violation as a result of how the checkoff program, as you said, has been hijacked and is now being mismanaged. So this is a federal lawsuit. It's been filed in a federal district court system in the state of Montana. We selected Montana as a test case, and if we are successful here, we will then apply it to the rest of the states in the union. But interestingly, and as an indication of how producers are beginning or are becoming fed up with how their tax dollars are being spent, the state of Missouri recently voted down a proposal to increase the checkoff by an additional dollar, and they did it by a huge margin. About 76% of all of those who voted in that referendum, all the producers who actually paid the checkoff, voted against that measure, which was quite a surprise to the U.S. Department of Agriculture that's been claiming that there is a high level of support and favor towards their current beef checkoff program. So kind of a long roundabout way, that's what we're up to.
Well, yeah, you know, when we say that they claim that the foreign beef is as good as the USA beef, we know that it's not. We take exception to that. But also, I have in my hand, and this, I'm not going to go into detail here, but there's been over 20,642 new regulations added by this president. Now, some of those regulations are, I mean, they're all over the board. But there are all those with the farmers and the ranchers as well. And those regulations, those things that they are forced to do to comply to food safety, to animal safety, to all those things, those don't even begin to apply to anyone in a foreign nation. So the cattle, the food, the meat that's coming from another source, they don't go through the same rigid restrictions that the U.S. farmer and rancher have to comply with. So if you think that it's just as safe and it's just same beef, you're going to be very mistaken. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. Go and visit their website. Look at what they're doing. They are just absolutely trying so hard to fight for you, the farmer, the rancher, and the consumer. You can visit with Bill right now at 877-895-5410. Go to the website at r-calf.usa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. Or go to my website and just click on the icon for RCAF USA. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I've been visiting with Bill Bullard. We're going to finish off the show with Bill Bullard, but we have Jim from Missouri that wants to join our conversation. Jim, how are you today?
Doing fine. Tuned in a little late, but I sure appreciate Bill's work informing
Absolutely.
People. A prime example of this being forced to pay for speech we don't agree with is this Global Sustainable Beef Initiative, who NCBA has now even hired a lady to oversee. Could Bill touch on that crap just a little? I think that will be the demise of our cattle industry.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, what he's talking about is the Global Sustainable Beef Initiative that is, in fact, global. And what they're trying to do is circumvent what you just described, Beth Ann, and that was how the United States cattle are produced under more rigorous production standards than our cattle in other countries. But the multinational meat packers and the Walmarts and McDonald's of the world want consumers to seek out the beef that they want to provide to the consumer. So if they want to source cattle from Nicaragua and Honduras and Argentina and then sell that beef to U.S. consumers, they're going to do it under the guise of what they call a sustainable program. They're going to say, well, this beef meets the sustainable objectives established by the industry. And what this really is it's all about control. It's how the multinational meat packers want to control the live cattle supply chain, and they want to relegate U.S. cattle producers to be nothing more than a cog in their global supply chain. And so they want to be able to source cattle from any country in the world, pass it off to unsuspecting U.S. consumers as if it were a domestic product. And the tool that they're using to entice consumers to accept that notion is this idea of sustainability. They're claiming that this is a sustainably produced product. But very recently, and in support of what you said, The National Football League recently issued an alert and warning to its members telling them, do not consume much beef in either Mexico or China because you will likely test positive for prohibited drugs like clenbuterol. And so here we have the multinational meat packers are right now sourcing Mexican cattle to bring it into the United States. They're not allowing consumers to know that it's originating from Mexico, and yet we have the NFL sending this alert out nationally telling players, do not consume much of this beef or you will test positive for these prohibited drugs. I mean, that should be absolutely alarming to consumers, and it would demonstrate that these Mexican cattle may well meet the standard of this National Sustainability Initiative, but the fact of the matter is that's not what's important. What's important is the health and safety and how these animals are produced, and there is no question but that the animals produced in the United States of America are produced under the most rigorous health and safety standards in the world. That really is our edge, if you will. It's our competitive advantage in a global marketplace, and the industry is doing everything possible to eliminate that advantage for U.S. producers, and they're doing that through the sustainability effort. They're also doing it through the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement by saying that the origins of beef, it just happens to be wherever the animal was slaughtered. So if you want to slip cattle from Australia or even China into the United States and have a foreign meat packer like JBS that has operations here in this country, allow them to slaughter the animal here, then all of that beef can be labeled as a product of the United States of America. And that clearly eliminates competition for U.S. cattle producers.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is a very closely and tightly entwined web in which the multinational meat packers are doing everything possible to chickenize the cattle industry to gain complete control over the supply chain. The control of the calves that are working their way through the feedlots that will ultimately be slaughtered by the packers. And I want to touch on one other thing, Bethann. You talked about the increased production costs as a result of meeting these higher standards. You know, 30 years ago when we first started this liquidation phase that ended in 2014, it was 18 years. That was not 30 years ago, but from 1996. The cost of producing a calf nationally was about $867. But now USDA says that same calf cost about $1,370 to produce. So just in the past 18 years or so, we've seen an increase in production costs of about $500 per calf. And let's put that in perspective, because back 18 years ago, a 500-pound calf, which is a typical weight calf weaned off a cow, after 4.5 to 5 months, typically back in 1996, those animals would bring $1 a pound. So a 500-pound calf would bring $500 in the marketplace. But now the value of that calf or the cost of producing that calf has doubled by that amount. It now costs $500 more today to produce that very same calf.
And, you know, this one-hour show just isn't enough to talk about all that we need to talk about. You know, the monopoly that's really being perpetrated against the American rancher and farmer and cattleman. You know, we've seen what happened to the pork industry. We've seen what happened to the poultry industry, and they're trying to take the independence, the little that we have left, independence of the cattle industry, away as well. They're just trying to monopolize it. And another story, and we're just about out of time, was that what the packers, you know, are doing with trying to own their own cattle and, you know, pretty much just do the whole thing themselves and really squeeze out the U.S. cattlemen, independent cattlemen.
Well, you know, that was the other outcome to our request for an investigation, because Senator Charles Grassley, that introduced the ban on packer ownership of livestock, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee that received our request. So he's actually, as a second outcome of our request, has introduced legislation that would address the most egregious form of market abuse. And that's where the meat packers actually own and feed their own cattle so that they do not have to compete against cattle produced by independent producers. So that bill was recently introduced in Washington. We hope it passes, and it targets the problem. It doesn't affect the small packers. It only affects packers that have more than one packing plant. And again, it prevents them from owning cattle that are being fed in a feedlot. For example, JBS, the world's largest meat packer, owns the United States' single largest cattle feeding company called Five Rivers Ranch Cattle Feeding.
Yes.
So JBS competes with your local cattle feeder, your independent feeder, to buy those cattle to put in the feedlot. And then after the animals are ready for slaughter, after they've been fed 120 to 150 days, for example, when they are sold, that same feeder who had to compete against JBS to buy the lightweight cattle now has to turn to JBS as the only buyer for those animals.
And we are
That's not a competitive marketplace.
We are out of time, Bill. Thank you so much. We're going to have to get you back on real soon because we just can't seem to cover enough in 1 hour. You know, folks, it all happens down on the farm, from sea to shining sea, from rural America to the city. It encompasses every single one of us, and we have got to work together to bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. One.